and I was in the Vatican, to St. Basilica, the large.
St. Peter's.
St. Peter's, yeah. Yeah. The, you know, the artwork there is just absolutely, every piece is just absolutely spectacular and amazing, and, you know, life size are huge, better than one side.
Bigger than life.
But, you know, like the best, perhaps the best marble you could get in Italy and everything. And, you know, as I found, like, each individual piece was like, yeah, that's really, you know, quite beautiful. But the whole thing taken together was like, you can see they were trying to make, like, this religious experience. Mm-hmm. It was flat.
Mm-hmm.
The whole experience for me was like, they failed.
Uh-huh.
And as the artwork, and I just, because I was, you know, really, like, yeah, just the empty mind, or, you know, like, when you have an insight, and just the peace that comes from that, like, you know, way greater than anything other than that. St. Peter's.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's sort of, you know, what does it, what's the basis of it? But I remember a friend of mine, Dale Mulhall, because we went to the Vatican together, and of course we were still lay people, a long time ago. And I remember leaving that day, and Dale sort of said, "Well, there's the last nail in the coffin of my Catholicism."
I liked how when Borsomedo wasn't necessarily, he wasn't condemning creativity, but he was talking about, like, bringing it back to the Dhamma, like bringing it back to being a potential rather than just always sort of regurgitating, like he used the word regurgitating, just your sense of self.
Yeah, I think that's the, again, it's that whole sense of understanding what's the motivating force behind it. You know, whether it's a trying to be creative or trying to rein in creativity. Let's see. That trying, coming back to understanding the what drives the mind, and so that we're being able to bring our attention back to where we can find a place of peace. And peace doesn't mean that there's nothing happening. I mean, the Buddha was able to free himself completely and was completely peaceful. And he sure did a lot for being peaceful. You know. Accomplished a tremendous amount.
Say, like Lumpur Liam too, like I think if you just took a snapshot of him at like 1 minute,
right,
you would think like he's just not doing anything, or he's just
either really that or he's just being real busy. Yeah, but it's at any given time, even when he's in the midst of things happening around him, he's just nothing happening, really. It's really interesting.